Glory.
That fuck, that fuck ass Illit song. Dance, do my little dance, do my little dance. Oh, you want me to do my little dance? Oh, okay.
Oh shit, don't make me do my little dance. Do my little dance.
Come in when the wine, when the party line.
Oh shit, who ordered the rice wine?
What is happening?
Whoa, there's like a little mark on the...
Oh my god. I added one more second to the camera, and this bitch's ADHD is going fucking crazy.
Wait, is that what that is?
You know what I was literally thinking? I was like, this won't distract us. I said, this won't distract us. I'm going to add this so that I make sure that we're level. You know, trying to increase the quality of our production. Meanwhile, while I try to increase the quality of my production, this bitch is like, ooh, line! I see light, I see green. I'm the boy that you see with Yeonjun in the photo booth, and here is the results. Clarence Angelo.
And I'm the number one Saja Boys fan, Alcheska.
And you're watching Asian Glow Podcast. Welcome back to this week's episode.
We're not going
to
redo that.
Welcome back to this week's episode. It has been some time. The last time we were talking to y'all, we were in a car. Last time we were talking to y'all, let insert picture of our car. It's flipped over.
Wait, Edita's in it.
Thank you guys for watching that episode. I really do appreciate you guys for understanding that To You is the song of the summer. Did we say that last year? Yes. Yeah. Did we say that 10 years ago?
Yes.
But is there one song that still reigns supreme?
Yes.
And that is what? Pop quiz? Yes. And you are right when you said BTS on featuring Sia. That is the song of the summer. No, it is. What is it? Alcheska, sing it, girl. Thank you for your... It's time to get fucking serious. Everyone, let's put your toes up. If you don't have a drink, put your toes up. And if you don't have any toes, put your tits up. Because it's summertime.
And if you don't have any tits...
Then unbraid that bush. Because we're uncornrows that bush. Because it's time for another episode of Asia Paga. Woo! Shall we?
We shall!
I think that's good.
I can't even watch that shit. I can't even. Oh no! I can't see.
Look!
I sent you that. Y'all heard that in the back? Believe it or not, that's Clarence Angelo. Clarence Angelo's filming
this
that right now.
Must be what it was like for a fucking medieval folk to see an ankle. Girl, I felt when I saw that, I felt like a bird being persuaded to mate.
Oh my god,
y'all know
he's such a whore.
Fully clothed, only thing showing, only thing showing his hands and his face. You're such a whore.
He's such a whore.
He's put some clothes on.
He's not showing his face. He's such a whore.
I was gonna say,
what?
That's that anonymous kink.
Is that mask kink?
Yeah.
That I know you're into.
During Pride Month.
Who said that?
During Pride
Month. Oh my god.
And you like pits?
I don't. I don't.
And why? And second question. Okay, first of all, everyone, can we just say thank you? Like, everything that I have, praise the Lord. Y'all bitches told me to react to the Killing It Girl. Alcheska already watched it because she doesn't like y'all.
I watched that, couldn't help myself.
No, she watched it like immediately and she was like, I was like, didn't this come out like 30 seconds ago?
First comment, baby.
First
dislike, baby. Okay, no pausing. Oh my god.
Brave, bold fucking claim. I thought my phone was falling. I literally thought my phone was falling.
He heard me.
He's too powerful.
He heard me. He heard me. He heard me.
I thought he liked boys. You lied.
I didn't say anything. You're just mad because you're not a girl.
Oh, no, he's saying girl, like, girl.
You killing it, girl.
You killing it, queen.
TikTok dancer.
I want to get with you in the worst way.
Yeah.
Like through networking or like through...
I want to get with you in the worst way. He wants to rob her.
I want to get with you in the worst way.
I'm about to mug you.
This feels like OG BTS.
Why?
Like the makeup, the outfit, the chains, the black and white.
It's that eyeliner. It's that eyeliner.
He's singing this in Thailand.
That's what I'm saying.
Girl is not girl.
It's not
girl. What's the second syllable?
I clocked him. I was like,
the second syllable of the capital of Thailand. Bang what?
Bok.
Oh.
She just falls. Why does it look like how I die in Roblox?
Listen to the lyric.
Oh.
Oh. I need to go get out of here.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the bias.
Hobiana in the bias.
Hobiana is the biased.
I can't react because I'm already cuffed.
Arguably.
I'm cuffed by my 95er.
This? That's not the same. I'm going to fart. That's the same energy as when couples were like, my queen, my king.
Except for me with Jim. It says Jim in 95 and his shirt says, I'm not with him.
Oh my god.
I can't do this.
This can't happen.
This.
It's summertime.
It's summertime.
Girl, it's heat.
It's summertime. Oh my god. People are coming out the woodworks naked. Everyone, take cover. People are naked this summer.
They finished the
circle. BTS is naked this
Thank
summer.
Thank god. BTS is coming back for the army and they're not. Their nipples are out.
Why is the bouncing technique kind of rehearsed?
To me, you said he like boys.
Everything
you said he
like
boys.
That has breath, praise the Lord.
I knew all this was fan service the whole time. I knew all this was fan service. I knew all this. The S in BTS stands for straight folk.
Yeah.
Oh, this literally felt like a video game.
Killed by the puss.
J-Hope found dead next to puss.
Y'all.
But the bitches are quick to find. They were like, oh, the girl that he's dancing with, Alyssa. Her name's Alyssa.
Girl, you think I've been dodging the promos? I've not been dodging the promos. What do you mean he's humping the air? Actually, the first time I really engaged, I will say, I love J-Hope. Y'all know he was my first ever BTS interaction. The first time I really engaged with a song was with my man, my baby Dada. Made a little video. To it. My baba did a da-da video.
Video with a da-da and a baba.
Girl. Y'all, I'm hungry. I need a fucking snack.
Whoa, that sounded like a cartoon burp, man.
Oh, for sure, man. Fuck.
What?
Those stickers are nice over there. What is it? What is it?
What? Those stickers are nice over there.
My mom says you have to share those with me.
My mom says you gotta give me one.
Okay, this is from the K-pop comp, guys. I did a K-pop comp this weekend that I lost. I went to Tokyo Convention. I got this sticker. Isn't that so fun?
That's so millennial. It's not. No, it's nice. It's nice.
And I don't know who these are. I just got horny once.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know.
It's stuck to me.
Get the gaze off of me. Life update, guys. It's because we haven't. Can y'all not click off when we start? You know, I saw an episode where we did a life update, and the view, like, you could see it goes like this, and then it goes back up.
Bitch, I know.
I know. Okay, because y'all fucking click off every time I do a life fucking update. While I'm doing this life update, I'm gonna open a blind box. I got this blind box.
I'm doing ASMR.
I got it in New York because I was just in New York. I'll just ask how I've been doing.
How you been?
I was in New York. I was in New York because Netflix asked me to be a part of the influencer Squid Games, and y'all bitches thought I was gonna die. Guess what I did? Die. I'm literally okay with any of these except for these two, the blue and the green one. I don't want them. I don't fucking want them. Bitch, I don't fucking want them.
You're about to pull a Vanilla Mace, bitch.
But I want the kitchen. I like the bathtub one.
The bathtub.
That one's fucking cute. Like, yeah, all I these want
the kitchen and
cute.
The bathtub.
Okay. Here
okay.
We
don't
go.
Look. Don't look. Don't look.
Okay. So while I was in New York, actually, I can't do this. I have ADHD.
What? Which one? Which one? What is that?
Are you fucking kidding me, bro? I got the one that I didn't fucking want. This is like the top one I didn't fucking want. This is the ugliest fucking one.
What is
one.
It? A clown room?
It's a kid's room. I don't want minor Kirby. Fuck this, bro. Ew, what kind of gay shit is this?
Stop. He's a kid.
Oh my god. Well, anyways, what?
Oh, why does he have the fucking Abraham
this
Lincoln
This is so
hat?
Bad.
What the fuck?
Okay, well, anyways, it's a good thing that I got this in New York because I can get it again because I'm moving.
No, you not. No, you not.
I finalized it this morning.
No, you didn't.
I finalized.
You didn't do that. You didn't do that. You're too. No, you didn't do that.
I finalized it this morning.
You didn't do that. Show me the papers.
Well, I will.
Show me your journal.
Okay.
You're not. You're literally not.
I finalized this morning at 7:30 in the morning.
With who? That's why you called me at 8 a.m.?
And this bitch didn't answer, honestly.
Because, okay,
girls
because,
are all
okay,
out the
shut
door.
The fuck up, because I literally just woke up and I was like, what does he want? And then you hung up after two rings.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm going to save it for the pod.
Are you serious?
So I have an update for y'all. Y'all remember all that LA?
April Fools! April Fools, y'all thought we were going to move to LA! Well, now what am I gonna do?
Okay, hold on. Let me tell you what happened.
Well,
and
now
then,
what am I gonna do?
And then I'll tell
do?
You all the context of me and I'll tell you. Stop you. Acting like that because, hold up.
Fuck you, bitch. There's no New York in this update, bitch. There's no New York on the Google Doc, bitch.
Oh, y'all, I went to New York and I've been to New York like 5 times. So I'm not like this bitch over here who goes to New York once. It's like, I want to fucking move here.
Okay, well, at least I can be confident in my decisions, bitch. I don't have to spend money 5 times to go somewhere.
I went to New York for Squid Game, right? It was amazing. I'm going to spare you all the details, but it was amazing. I learned a lot. I literally was like...
We're so far away from each other.
I literally was like... I got the call that I had to be at Squid Game when I was at day 2 of Head in the Clouds. Mm. My manager was like, girl, you need to be in New York in 1.5 weeks. And I said, what? So then I was like, okay, sure. I've never been invited. I've never gotten a New York deal in my life. Like,
yeah.
Ever, right? Mm-hmm. Trust.
Yeah, I am.
Ever. I've always dreamt of it, but I was like, I've never gotten a New York deal in my fucking life. I go to New York. I do this event. I have a bunch of friends there from college, but then my two like content creator best friends of all time, both of them have tried LA and both of them are now in New York. I don't know why it didn't occur to me that my two closest friends chose New York over LA, and I was like, I'm gonna do LA. Either way, me and Alcheska were gonna like move, right? Yeah. And for context, I told Alcheska that I was like, I need to move to LA at the end of my current apartment lease. Mm-hmm. And then she initially was like, I'm actually really heavily considering New York City.
Fuck this bitch, bro.
And then I was like, okay, that's okay. Like, we'll just live stream and that's like all we'll do for some time. Like, mm-hmm. whatever.
And then Clarence threatened my life and he said, I'm not.
I hate her. I hate her. Take that back right now.
Move to LA.
I did not threaten her life.
No, she goes, okay.
I actually really want to be in LA too.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I think I'm going to probably retire in California.
Me too.
So why not just live in New York if I know where I'm going to end up?
Okay, so then, Alcheska, your reasoning. Tell your reasoning for New York. Why was your reasoning?
Because when I went there, I was like, oh my gosh, I love the public train system. And I just like love.
Oh my God, I hate her. I literally hate her. She skipped her main reasons. Her family is there.
Okay, my family lives.
My she family said, lives. The MTA.
The Statue of Liberty. No, my family lives in the DMV area, and my mom is always like, you should like you guys need to be closer to us because we're not getting any younger. And I was like, that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
And then my sister is heavily thinking about moving to the East Coast. And so, my brother has always been like a city boy and like same. So I'm like, what if I move?
Yeah. And so then all this happened, and then we were getting a lot of opportunities in LA.
Yeah.
Like, we had an opportunity with Beanie, which wasn't in LA, but Beanie always does a lot of stuff in LA. We're getting a lot of opportunities with, like, you know, K-pop groups and here and there. And I was like, okay, LA is like where I gotta be. It's here for Squid Game. Literally, girl, I haven't told you any of this.
What?
I haven't told you any of this.
What?
I like met the Netflix team and the Squid Game team, and they were like, you're not based in New York City? And I was like, no. They're like, it says LA in your thing. And I was like, oh, I'm about to move. And they're like, you're not. They're literally like, you're not LA.
This, no way the Netflix team said that to you.
They're like, girl, you're not. Oh, by the way, hold the fucking, everyone salute. The girl that invited me to be a part of Squid Games on the Netflix team and the general team, Glow Gang.
Really?
She goes, bitch, I fucking love you. Like, I finished the deal and she goes, oh, by the way. Because I was talking like, not professional, but like, not like, you know, not like, pussy bitch, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know? And then she was like, by the way,
love Glow Gang. Oh my gosh.
And I was like, period. But anyways, they were making fun of me. They're like, girl, you're like such a NYC whatever. And I was like, I literally said, that's the worst thing you could say to someone who's moving to LA in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm moving to LA 2 weeks from Friday. Today is Thursday. 2 weeks from tomorrow, I move now to New York City.
That's so crazy.
And so then all this happened, and I was telling my manager, I said, hey girl, Netflix was bullying me, and they were like, blah blah blah. And she goes, oh, I was a part of it. And then I was like having a crisis in New York. I was truly having a crisis in New York, like actually a crisis, because I've been a bunch of times.
That makes
and like so I told much you sense. I was like, I'm literally like, I love it, but I don't like certain things about it, and I'll stay loving it, so then I won't live there, right?
Yeah.
And then this last trip, like, not to be dramatic, y'all, don't be all gay with me now, but like, I literally was like, this is one of the best trips of my entire life. When I was in New York and I was meeting up with my girlies, like my best friends, like, they were just real. Like, and I don't know what it was, but I felt like, this is what I said to my manager and my friends. I said, like, in New York, I felt like I had to, or in LA, I had to turn it on. And granted, guys, this, I'm very generalizing things. I love LA.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. Either city, I would have loved it. But in LA, I felt like as a creator, I had to like turn it on more. And then in New York, all I had to do was like turn myself up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was in those streets like doing stupid shit that I would do like when we travel with like Project A. You know? I was like comfortable like that, you know? And so I was like, what's going on? Because I've always been to New York and I've been like, okay, this is like not for me. And then this time around, I started crying because I was like, I'm confused. Like, I'm 25, girl. I was like, I need to know. I know myself. What the fuck is going on? Like,
yeah.
I'm not one to switch up like this. I've been thinking about LA for 6 years of my life. I cried on the way home, whatever. And then I called you when I got back or the next day. And then I debriefed out Jessica. Like, I said, hey. I'm going crazy.
Bitch, and I knew it too. Because
all my friends, when they picked me up from the airport, they said, so you're gonna move, huh?
No, literally, because every time you texted me, it was always positive things about New York. And also, I didn't hear zilch from you while you were there. So I was like, he must be having the time of his life.
I was having the time of my life. And, but also, like, not. Like, I was working too. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was supposed to stay there till Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because Aesop wanted to work together. Yeah. And I was like, girl, that's my dream fucking brand. All this happens. I tell Jessica, and I was like, I don't want to like act on emotion. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm literally telling you guys this for the first time. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I didn't want to act on emotion because that's a fucking crazy life decision.
Yeah.
And on top of this, guys, in LA, nothing was really signed yet. I was about to sign. I was literally about to sign to get a new car to drive to LA.
Yeah.
Like, within 48 hours of today, I would have probably gotten a car, signed my lease, like whatever. And then I was like, let me just call my manager because she's based out of New York City. She's a local. She knows me. Mm-hmm. She knows the industry, like whatever, how it works. And then she was like, she had a gut instinct that I was like tweaking.
Mm-hmm.
So then I hopped into this meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was like, I've pulled everything that you ever done in your career and like looked up where all of these things would be best.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and they only have events in New York City. And then she was like, so the only thing that I would look at now is your metrics.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, like Asian Glow girls are all in LA. Like that's how it is.
Yeah.
And she was like, just check it. Like, just look at it. And I like opened up YouTube and like the last 3 months, it was by far New York City. Like, holy shit. I literally got chills when I told him. And I was with James at Paris Baguette.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, holy shit. And then I said, James, like, look at this. Like, while I was on my meeting.
Yeah.
My manager was like. And so then I literally called her so that I could be grounded again. You know, like, because I was very emotional. Like, I was, like, acting on emotion. And then she verbatim was like, if you're only thinking about this practically, she's like, New York City is your more financially responsible decision and career responsible decision. So then I was like, well, if my emotional decision is New York and my practical one is the same thing, then what am I doing? And so then I talked to my mom about it, and then she was like, honestly, I think you have a really good support system in New York because all my ninangs and ninongs live in New York. And then my best friend Sanj, her family lives in New York. And then my tita is here in Austin. Their sisters all live in New York.
Oh, you got a hella family.
I got hella family in New York, like hella. And like my support system in LA is actually not that strong. So the support system was there. The practical decision was that. The emotional decision was that. My mom has always been wanting me to move to New York.
But I know it too.
But like here's why I was like, I don't know why this didn't come to me like sooner. But it's because I was a business school kid and like all my friends were like banking kids. And like I like also like studied a little bit of finance for some time. And I was like, I hate this.
Yeah.
So all the people from my college experience that moved to New York were like Wall Street, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Grateful to go to school with that opportunity. But I was like, oh, that must be the person that goes to New York City.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not true.
It's not.
Because this time around, I was surrounded by artisans the entire time.
Exactly.
Like, I was surrounded by people who own bars, own gay bars, like, interview people on the street for a living.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Lynn does what she does. Taylor does what she does. Like, authors, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think like the last thing I thought of that I was like, this is like what I did this morning. I did the pros and cons list. I did it all. So I hope you, like, this was gonna look rash and crazy to y'all, but honestly, like, that's just what it is.
Yeah. He's been thinking about this for longer than people
and
would
like
assume.
You know, when I was moving to LA, I was kind of like, okay, I'm moving to LA. Like, I was a little bit like, I'm so terrified.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that I'm terrified of what was there. It was more just like, I felt like I had to turn it on. And LA to me right now feels like a task versus New York feels like a challenge. And I'm like,
that's a great way to put it.
And I'm like, LA, I was like, I'm gonna get this done.
Yeah.
Let's get this done.
Yeah.
But then my last like actual like cherry on top was, I was like, would I regret getting to LA and then 2 years into it? Like, would I be like, oh, I should have tried New York first before getting here? Like, because I could have done LA to New York, right? But then that would mean I would be older, like at the age that I would move. Would I regret it? And I was like, but would I regret trying New York first and then moving to LA if I hate it, you know? And I was like, no, not at all. And I think like New York was just like the kind of person that I want to become. There's like really great human beings in both cities.
Yeah.
But like all the little nuances of like life, I would say, like, you know how they say like New York is kind, LA is nice. Like, I think I would love to lean more kind
me as too. I've grown up. And absolutely. Then,
and also like that doesn't mean that there's no kind people in LA.
Yeah.
Literally like my friends in LA, I cried telling them that I wasn't living with them anymore. I told them today, because they are some of the kindest fucking people I've ever met ever.
Yeah.
But like the kind of person I want to be in my career and the kind of person I want to be like in life, I think is is more equipped for the New Yorker. And like the last thing, and I'll stop yapping, is like in New York, I told you, y'all seen like my solo episodes, I always talk about like being an ant among other ants. That's like my favorite fucking feeling.
Yes.
In New York, like everyone walks the same streets no matter what. I mean, for the most part, obviously there's places, but like everyone walks the same streets. Everyone's still on the same metro no matter what the fuck you do, you know? Whereas in LA, let's be so for real, we don't walk the same streets.
No. Yeah.
There are gates like between streets. And also like we might drive the same highways, but not even nowadays.
Yeah.
You know? Like we're in different lanes. Yeah, you know, like we're like, so, and I think like for me right now, at this age, I know myself enough that I wanna try it. But yeah, that was really it.
I can't believe.
Okay, not to make it about astrology, but my girls are all astrology girls, and they did my astrocartography.
Yes, I know the word that you're talking about.
It shows like your is this latitude?
Yes, it shows your lines.
Your latitude for where like life will be like impactful.
Yes,
and then like they were like, I was like, don't show it to me because if it says LA, I'm gonna be upset.
No, I did that.
And then James and Rachel were like, do you want to see it? And it goes like right through DC, right next to. Yeah. New York City.
I do that too. No, there's not California in mine.
And then I was like, y'all are capping. And then there was like, there's three lines going through Austin. Mine has three lines going through Austin.
Mine has one line in Austin, but I have like three or four in New York.
I have two in New York.
And isn't that
one,
crazy?
Isn't that crazy? And then I have one right down Manila. One right down Manila in Bangkok.
Oh, what?
Isn't that fucking crazy?
I don't have any in the Philippines. Really sad.
Dude, mine was actually like Manila.
Damn.
And James was like, this shit knows you're Filipino.
Okay, finally I get to say all this shit, bitch. Yeah, I've been knew you were more New York than LA.
No, all my friends were like, right.
As you've gotten older, because we've grown up together. As you've gotten older, it's like
I got that schizo in me.
It's very clear.
Okay.
Guys, I can finally fulfill my dream of being on Broadway. So I don't know if you know this. My Lola lived in New York for 6 to 7 years.
I have to tell you something too. Okay.
She lived there for 6 to 7 years, and she was like, and she came with us when I was in New York, and I was like walking with her like hand in hand, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. She was like, you like it here? And I was like, yeah, I really like it here. Like, I'm having like fun with the family. She was like, no, like, do you like it here? And I was like,
I think I like it. What's that Annie song? I think I really like it. I'm sure you're gonna like it.
But she was really like, she was like, I knew you were gonna like it. And I was like, what?
Not
do
the
you
Riku
mean?
Shake.
But she was like, she was telling me, she was like, it's hustle here. She was like,
it's hustle.
She was like, I'm going to be real with you. Because when my Lola lived in New York, she was fucking working.
Yeah.
Bitch, my Lola was in two movies. She was in two fucking movies.
She was the gangster from She's Dating the Gangster.
Yes!
She was she from She's Dating the Gangster. My mom always wanted to like live in New York. She's lived in New York. She worked there for like 4 years.
Yeah.
But she was like, I'll let you sleep on it. I'll let you sleep on it. Whatever. Girl. I woke up.
What'd she say?
She didn't say a word, actually.
What?
No, it's... Hey, keep looking. It just keeps going.
Oh, she went on a hunt.
And then she goes to FaceTime and she goes, so Christmas in New York, right? I said, what happened to me sleeping on it? Also, stop. I did decide. So, yeah. Sorry, guys, for the whirlwind, but what is life without a little bit of campiness?
No, we're in our 20s, bitch. We deserve to have fucking chaos, okay? Like,
we were gonna read confessions on this podcast. Episode. I'm like trying to think if like what the fuck are we gonna, we don't have time.
Yeah, we don't have time.
So that was today's episode, y'all.
Everyone, big announcement. What's the name of this video?
Reacting to J-Hope killing it, girl. and life update.
Watch people skip this part.
and also, this is actually my last thing, Alcheska.
What?
I got you gin tickets.
Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? Wait, I'm gonna start crying. I'm gonna start crying.
Fuck it up, cause it's your birthday, bitch. But it might be in Prudential Center.
What's that?
New Jersey.
Everything that's rap is long.
I don't know what to do when women have emotions.
Wait, this is the thumbnail.
Anyways, yeah, bitch, I got Alcheska gin tickets.
I prayed for many nights.
She's like, Lord, please get Clarence's bag up. So, Asian Glow is giving 2 tickets away for the gym concert.
Bitch, I'm gonna literally enter.
You have one! She's like, I wanna take more!
Fuck you guys!
We do a giveaway, but we just win for day 2. Oh no, look guys, who won!
Your winners are...
Okay, guys. Sorry that we didn't end up doing what we needed for this podcast episode, but consider this a life update. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Literally without your fucking support, or without the New York girl support, this wouldn't have been literally like actually without Glow Gang, who booked me on that trip.
Yeah.
And then without y'all listening, we would literally would not have be possible.
Butterfly effect.
So now y'all don't have to worry about LA change out, LA change out. Fuck, New York made them worse.
They're like, oh, they stink now.
Oh God, Claire's becoming more gay. Thank you guys, actually, from the bottom of this cooch and to the top of this nipple. What do you have to say?
I get to go to gym.
And only 2 of y'all get to do it. Okay, anyways, I love you guys. We're going to say bye. I like and over your respective language. Issa, Dalawa, Tetlo.
Inga!
Oh shit, join our Discord too. Fuck. Guess I needed a home. The emoji.